but remember hearing was the hatch door slamming shut. When he woke to darkness, to pulsing agony behind his eyes, remembering old lectures. This was as great a danger as the blowout itself. Nitrogen bubbling through the blood to strike with white hot crippling pain. But it was also remote, academic, really. He turned the wheels of the hatches out of some strange sense of noblesse oblige, nothing more. The labor was quite onerous, and he wished very much to return to the museum and sleep. He could repair the leaks with cotton, but the system's crash was beyond him. He had flushed those garden. With the vegetables and algae, he wouldn't starve or smother. The communications module had gone with the gun room in the Baron's rig, sheared from the station by the impact of Tantana's suicidal Soyuz. He assumed that the collision had returned cosmic winds for me, but he had no way of predicting the hour of the station's final incandescent meeting with the upper atmosphere. He was often ill now, and he often thought that he might die before burnout, which disturbed him. He spent uncounted hours screening the museum's library of tapes. A human pursuit for the last man in space who had once been the first man on Mars. He became obsessed with the icon of Gagarin, endlessly rerunning the grainy television images of the 60s, the newsreels that led so unalterably to the cosmonaut's death. The stale air of cosmic rip swam with the spirits of martyrs. Gagarin, the first semi and crew, the Americans roasted alive in their squad car. Coin. Coin. Often he dreamed of Captain, the look in her eyes like the look he imagined in the eyes of the museum's portraits. And once he woke, or dreamed he woke, in the semi, where she had slept, to find himself in his own uniform, with a battery powered work light strapped across his forehead. From a great distance, as though he watched a newsreel on the museum's monitor, he saw himself rip the star of the Tsiolkovsky the order from his pocket and staple to the center. Clumsy midair somersault, the tools clattering on his belt.